Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Keeping Bob Enyart live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, a free commercial for Frontier Airlines. But first, greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church. This is our telethon month. Our goal is $25,000 to stay on the air. Today only, Frontier Airlines is offering flights from their website, $14.99 one way to about 15 different cities. And it's today, you got to buy by midnight tonight. Just want to let you know. Okay, so Ted L. from Missouri sent a message to us here at Bob Enyart Live. Ted has just watched our flood video, the global flood and the hydroplate theory. He watched the download version. It's on DVD, Blu-ray, and download. And he thanked us profusely. He said, "I am thrilled. I've been studying the Bible for 35 years. I have never heard the days of creation explained more clearly than this." And then he went on to give specific examples of what he learned in our flood video. And he's ecstatic. And he said in those 35 years of studying the Bible and teaching occasionally, he said he is especially focused on creation, evolution, Genesis, and of course, Jesus in the New Testament affirming the historicity of Genesis, that God created Adam and Eve, male and female, from the beginning of the creation and the global flood and all. Jesus affirming that historicity, as did the apostles in the epistles. And so, Ted, I mean, to hear that he's never heard the days of creation taught so clearly in 35 years of study, that is so affirming, so exciting. We're getting orders for our video, The Global Flood and the Hydroplate Theory, from all around the country. And the price is $50, but there's an introductory special of $39.99. And I'm not sure how long that will last. Actually, we listed this video online at our store and at kgov.com for $50. That was the price. And one of our listeners saw the preview version that was out before the production version, because we sent it to a number of scientists to get feedback, and the feedback has made its way into the production version so that it's as accurate and persuasive as we could make it. One of our listeners who watched the preview version said, "I want to do my part to get this to more people. I want to underwrite $10 off of each sale. So would you guys consider, here at Bob Enyart Live, would you consider offering an introductory price of $39.99 if I make up the $10 difference?" Because here at Bob Enyart Live, we do not have a foundation behind us. We don't have a mega church. We have the Lord, and the Lord, he saves us. He gave us life. He gives us eternal life through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection on the cross. But what he doesn't do is magically put money in your checking account. Regardless of what you might hear on Christian television, the Lord doesn't do that. if the Lord did that, then these televangelists wouldn't be begging for money at every program, right? Because their bank account would just keep going up instead of down. So we do need the support of our listeners, and we just are in such dire need of your support to stay on the air. And so charging $50 for this video, it's three-part, high-definition, explosive high-definition Blu-ray disc, and it's also available on DVD and in high-definition download. It's about 3 gigabytes, both volumes. There's volume one, volume two. They're about 3 gigabytes each. So if you have, here at the BEL studio, we're high-tech here, right? So we could download the 3 gigabyte part one. I tested it. When? Yesterday? It took about 10 minutes. And 3 gigabytes, that's pretty big. In 10 minutes, and while I was doing that, I uploaded a BEL show. I mean, I did both at the same time. So we're just so thrilled to make this available and to have it available at an introductory price of $39.99. And this month, if you subscribe to our materials or if you get our videos and it's because of the telethon, then we're so thankful. And it helps us toward our goal of $25,000. Of course, we also need donations and people who could afford it, $50, $100. Some people, we did receive a $500 donation toward our telethon from where? From Alaska. And that was just so humbling and so exciting. So we need your help. Next week, we'll start to report how close we've come. Believe me, we struggle here to meet our telethon goals, but we really, really need your help. Okay, so that's Ted L. from Missouri. He's never heard better teaching on the days of creation, and especially the animations. And to be able to see what God is saying in Genesis 1 with your eyes, as you're reading it on the screen and you're seeing it happen, it's just so powerful. And people have told us that it builds their faith. Unbelievers, it helps them to understand the truth of God's word. It's just so very encouraging. That's the global flood and the hydroplate theory. All right. So today, I don't know about where you live, but where we live, it's been rainy out today, a little drizzly, and our kids love the rain. I mean, if you grew up in New Jersey like I did, okay, you could take or leave the rain. If you grew up in Seattle, all right. But here in Denver, the Front Range in Colorado is a desert. It's almost it's arid because the mountains suck out all the moisture. And so we don't usually get a lot of snow, although that can vary. We don't usually get a lot of rain. But today it was raining, and I had a conference call with a couple of scientists today. Just stunning, fascinating time. And so since I had to be on my cell phone, I thought I'd go home for lunch, have lunch at home, and have the conference call while I'm at home. So I did that. I don't usually do that. And while I'm waiting for the call to start, I grabbed the clippers, and I went on the side of the house and started clipping our rose bushes. So my 13-year-old son, Dominic, saw me from inside. We still have 3 boys being homeschooled. And Dominic came out. And he saw I was on the phone while I'm clipping. He said, Dad, let me do that for you. And he took he worked for the next half hour during my conference call, and he clipped all the bushes on the side of the house. And that was just so wonderful. You know, we just are ecstatic raising our sons. We couldn't be more thrilled. I feel so sad for people who go home and there's hostility in their home. I just feel so sad for them because I know the blessings and the joy that could be there when a family is working to apply God's principles, including on marriage and including on how to raise children to be godly young men and godly young women if you have daughters. There's no guarantee, right? Because you could have fabulous parents, raise 4 kids, and 2 could be like, you know, the sons of Satan, and the other 2 could be godly. That happens. And there's no guarantee, but you give your children the opportunity. You're setting them up to succeed when you honor God in the way that you're living your life and you're raising your kids and you're conducting yourself in your marriage. You're honoring God. And so when I go home after work, I cannot wait to get in the door. I just can't wait. And at Denver Bible Church, we have such a beautiful church here. It's a small church. It's a homeschool church. Does every family, I'm asking our studio audience, a few people, does every family at Denver Bible Church, hey guys,
yeah,
all you guys over there, yeah. Does every family at Denver Bible Church, do they all homeschool? Those who have kids, minor age kids. Every family, right? Every family. It's just so awesome. And Cheryl and I were talking again last night about the kids in our church and how they love the Lord and they love their parents. They enjoy their parents. And the parents love their kids. And going to dinner with the kids, going to somebody's house for birthday, and it's a pleasure. I'm not saying that they're perfect. It's not Stepford Wives, whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but they're not robots. And of course, you know, they're not perfect, but they're extraordinary and pleasant to be with. And so I feel so sorry for families that don't have that. And one of the main reasons families don't have that is when they send their kids to a school that is officially godless. If you send your kids to a school where the curriculum is officially godless and the administration is officially godless, in other words, that's the rules. God is not allowed. God is systematically excluded from the school environment, from the curriculum especially. You are setting your kids up to fail. There is some chance they may succeed, but you're setting them up to fail. So at any rate, Denver Bible Church, if you live in Colorado, we invite you to come, especially in the Denver metro area, to come visit. Our address is online at denverbiblechurch.org, denverbiblechurch.org, or denverbiblechurch.com. It's there. But if you don't live close enough to attend, we have listeners all over the country and in other countries. You know, you can enjoy the sermons every week. Like the sermon from this past Sunday, it is online right now. During that sermon, about once every 3-4 months, I will take the Sunday school lesson and present it instead as the sermon to sort of cross-pollinate so that the people who get our sermons will be aware of what we're covering in Sunday school. And then some of them might want to get the Sunday school verse-by-verse study. Right now, we're completing our study in 1 and 2 Kings. And Lord willing, soon, hopefully in November, we'll begin Isaiah, the great book of Isaiah, the Hebrew prophet Isaiah. And so you could participate with us in that way. Well, our kids, they're just such a joy to be with. And so Dominic comes out of the house, says, "Dad, let me do that. I should do that for you," of his total own initiative, and he trims the bushes. And so we finish my conference call, and Cheryl, my wife, has made lunch, and so we're sitting on the front porch, table and chairs out there, and eating lunch, and it's drizzling out. And Dominic, 13, says, "I just love the smell of the air when it's raining. I just love that." And you know what I love? I love kids who don't have to be rotten, jagged. They don't have to be negative to be cool. You know how our culture, to be cool, like on network TV, if there are kids in a sitcom, you got to be rude. You got to be a jerk. You got to be, whatever. You got to be sexually crude. And if you're any of those things, then you're cool. But if you're just a nice kid, then you're not cool. I like it that in a godly household, and especially in a homeschool household, the kids have the freedom to be nice and they can still be cool. They can still be double-A hockey players. You know, youth hockey, midget, minor, double-A. They could still do all that and be the best on the team potentially. And just have so many friends and and travel and see so much and do so much and climb mountains and canoe in Canada for 75 miles and all these things, but they don't have to be rotten or jerks or putting people down to be cool. So a 13-year-old to be able to be polite and kind to his parents as a normal, his normal behavior, not perfect, but a loving son. And then to have lunch with mom and dad and say, you know, I just love how the air smells during the rain. And it made me think of the liberals. Because the liberals, you know, they like to put down, like Richard Dawkins says, your eye is wired backwards. And anatomists who are experts in ophthalmology say, well, he's a lunatic because he's totally ignorant of the anatomy of the eye. Because at first glance, someone who's uneducated might think it's backward, but as you learn the brilliance of the design of the eye, you find out that it's optimal. It's not backwards. It's brilliant beyond any engineering ability that we could imagine possessing ourselves. And so with our nose, you know how for, what, a century almost, it's been said, evolutionists, they'll say, well, humans don't have a good sense of smell. There are birds that do, but especially eyesight. And dogs, a bloodhound, dogs have a great sense of smell. You ever see how big their nose is? You want a nose that big? If you want a nose that big, God could have given you that same kind of sense of smell. But they say humans could only differentiate 10,000 different smells. And that's been in scientific journals for decades. For most of the last century until 2014 when researchers at Rockefeller University decided, you know, everybody's been saying this for almost 100 years. Why don't we test it and see? And they found out that, you know, the average human being can sense approximately, now it's not 10,000, it's not more than 100,000, it's not more than 1 million, it's not more than 10 million, it's not more than 100 million, it's not more than 1 billion different smells, it's not more than 10 billion, it's not more than 100 billion different smells, billion with a B. It is the average human being can distinguish between more than a trillion different olfactory stimuli. A trillion. A trillion. Do you ever notice that you might go over somebody's house and they have a pet and you sort of recognize the pet just by how it smells? It's like, oh, I recognize that. That's Joe's dog, you know? The smells that bring back specific memories of specific afternoons, summer afternoons in our childhood, a smell, and we're right back where we were when we were 12 years old. And so at creation.com, I love those guys down there in Australia, Dr. Jonathan Sarfati and the whole crew. And they said, you know why we shouldn't be surprised that human beings, we have all these receptor cells in our nose. And in fact, we have 400 different receptor cells, different kinds, not 400, 400 different kinds. And the combination is what enables us to smell, to distinguish between so many different aromas. And so they said, you know, we really shouldn't be surprised because what does God's word say? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. In Psalm 139, where God is describing fetology, the development of the baby in the womb. And I know that there are a lot of Christians who they don't really pay attention to the context closely, and they think that the passage says that God has determined the day that you will die. But that's not what it says. It's he has determined when you would be born. Not meaning what day of the calendar year and what year you would be born, but meaning when a baby is conceived, he has wonder, he's knit together in his mother's womb, Psalm 139 says. All our joints and sinews, our skeleton, literally it's describing, and our body is being woven together in a very specific way. It's unfolding the development, the embryology, and the design of that. It's written in your DNA. It's also written in the epigenetics of the gametes of your parents. It's written, it's there in that first living cell that you are. And God said, it's all written in there. Each of those days of development, they were all written. Before the first day was completed, the entire process of the 9 months of your development in your mother's womb, it was all written. Because your development wasn't an accident. It's not a result of mutations and natural selection. As an increasing number of extremely highly accredited secular scientists have acknowledged that Darwinism cannot explain life, just can't do it. Something else has to be why we're here, not Darwin, not mutation, natural selection, can't do it. So God tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and how we develop in the womb. And, you know, it's true that even vultures, eagles and their eyesight, and vultures, what they can see, you know, eagles, they have tremendous vision and they need it to spot their prey. But vultures, their prey is dead. It's not really prey, right? It's roadkill. So they are flying so high up above us, you can't hardly see them. And they have to be able to distinguish a dead carcass in a field, a carcass that's not moving. That's why God gave them such extraordinary vision. And that extraordinary vision that God gave them, you know, it requires the processing of a huge portion of their brain. Huge portion. The same thing with dogs. A significant portion of a dog's brain is dedicated to interpreting the data coming in through his big nostrils. In fact, two separate nostrils, right? We have one. They go together. Dogs have this ability. They could follow the scent where it leads them better than we can. So if you are willing to give up most of your intelligence for better smell, God could have designed you that way. But the evolutionists say, oh, look, there can't be a God because dogs smell better than we do. Well, yeah, because dogs smelling is like when they meet one another on a street corner, they smell each other's backsides. You know, that's like most of their life is smelling. So if you want an existence where your life is, well, liberals, animal rights activists are sort of like that, aren't they? They meet each other on a street corner and they sort of smell each other. But if that's what was the hope and dream of a human being, that my life is smell-o-vision or something, God could have designed us that way. But he designed us in a way that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that is just so exciting. And so here at Bob and Yurt Live, what we do is apologetics. And apologetics is from a Greek apologia. My board operator here, Wally, have you studied Greek, Wally, at Bob Hills? Remember Bob Hills? You do? Bible school, Derby School of Theology. You attended? Yeah, Wally did. How many years? 3 years. I attended also about 3 years, studied Greek. You were required to read the New Testament in Greek, and I did that also. And so when we study to show ourselves approved, when we are able to be apologia, apologetics, to give an answer for the hope that is within us, as we're told that we should be able to do in the Bible, as we could explain the reasons for our faith. As the book of Hebrews says, faith is the evidence of things not seen. So that we can share with the world why we believe in Jesus Christ, why we trust in him. That we know that he lived a sinless life. He died on the cross. He was raised from the dead for us so that whoever would trust in him could have everlasting life. And he doesn't force anyone. A lot of theologians think that the Son's love for the Father is because the Son has no choice. They take most of God's awesomeness and they attribute it to what God can't do. But it's actually what he can do. It's not that he can't, it's that he is faithful, that he is committed to righteousness. It's God's goodness is what he does, not what he can't do. And most of seminary theology has focused on what God can't do. And that's why we could trust him, because he can't do anything else. It's weird, but it follows Plato, and we've covered all that. But so here at Bob and Yurt Live, we attempt to do our best to give a biblical foundation for a Christian worldview so that we can provide the defense and the evidence for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may enjoy that. You may be a participant of it. You may have benefited from it. And if you have, please, we need your help to continue to encourage you to reach more families about godly ways to raise their children, to reach more unbelievers, to reach more pastors, to reach more Sunday school teachers like Ted down in Missouri, teaching now a creation apologetic to a class on Wednesday nights, his class, and he's going through the global flood and hydroplate theory for material. And so we need your help. Our telethon, if you go to kgov.com, click on the telethon offer at the top, you could click on donations, click on subscriptions, you could get Sunday's sermon downloaded. You could subscribe, automatically get the sermons or the verse-by-verse Bible studies mailed to you every month on DVD, Blu-ray. You could get our topical videos mailed to you, one video every month on a different topic. You'll absolutely love it. It'll give you a well-rounded background for sharing the gospel in a Christian worldview. Or if you'd like, it costs a little bit more, not too much more. You get two topical videos in the mail from Bob and Yurt Live once a month. So we are trying our best to present a biblical worldview and to teach and to build up and to edify. Please come alongside and help us. May God bless you.